Amen? Because we know that God is good. He's better than good. He comes through for all things for us, and we are blessed and excited, and we are dancing like David. So we're going to go ahead and take this call to the throne, and we are going to give our Father his blessing. Father, Lord God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for giving us another opportunity to praise your name. We thank you for another opportunity to meet up together at the massive morning call to give you reverence, honor, and praise. We know this call is all about you, so we continue to decrease so you can shine on this call, Father, Lord God. We thank you for use of our phone systems. We thank you for the internet systems, Lord, and we cast out any demonic or satanic plan against this call. The word will come forth this morning. Amen. The word will continue to give life to somebody. Amen. And Father, Lord God, we touch and agree in the name of Jesus that someone will be able to see how they are dancing like David in the Lord. We know that you are good, Father, Lord God. We know that you are spectacular. You are magnificent. You are all of that, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and we give thanks to you, Father, Lord God. As this call continues, we ask that you bless each and every listener and allow the word to digest to them, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for word of mouth because our call is growing, Father, Lord God. We thank you for all the things that you have done and all the things you will continue to do, Father, Lord God. All these things we ask in your heavenly hope and precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm turning this call over to our host. Everyone have a wonderful day. And remember to dance like David in the Lord because God continues to provide.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. Praise God for you this morning. I thank God for you this morning, praising the Lord and dancing like David Thursday. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is Tammy in South Carolina. I greet all of you with kingdom greetings, the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. You have joined the TMC, and hallelujah, we are excited, on fire for the Lord this morning. I know that you just hear the excitement because the Lord is doing great things in each and every one of our lives this morning. We are so glad that you decided to join us here on the Master's Call. We want to welcome all of you and thank God for the prayer this morning, opening us up and aligning us to hear and receive a word from the Lord. We are so excited here on the Master's Call. We have one of our co-founders coming up this morning as we tell you, those who are new and faithful to the call, our listeners who join us every morning, and those who are new, that we are the Master's Call, and we were founded in October, on October 25th, 2010, and we are so excited about the two-year anniversary, the birthday that has just passed, and we are just running forward with the torch, pressing on toward the mark of the high calling. And then our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, two wonderful women of God, two anointed women of God and obedient women of God, were given a mandate for this, the Master's Call, to empower, enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And the Lord gave them a scripture, which you can find on our website. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. You see, family, here on the Master's Call, we love to pray. We love to pray for you. We bring your prayer requests before the throne, all the kingdom of God, and we intercede for you on your behalf. And you send that information to us to our email address, which I'll give you in just a moment. But as I said, we have a website for you to go to where you can download all of the messages, all of this heavenly, divine teaching and protocol. You can go to the website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. mastersmorningcall.wordpress.com to see and download all of the messages. They are listed for you since 2010. Amen. You can share them. They are able to be downloaded in MP3 style. That means that you can put them on your iPod. You can send them to your friends, post them on your Facebook and all of your social media sites. We also have for you a playback number for today's call. The live call occurs every Monday through Friday. And that number is 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. So if you missed the call, you can go there to get the playback. And as I said, if you want to send us your prayer request, please do so by sending it to our email address, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You will also send your prayer request And you will also send to that number any of your testimonies as well. And any of you that are led to be prayer intercessors, also go ahead and send that information to that email address as well. So this morning we have coming up for you, as I said, we have one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is going to be coming forward. She is from Artists International, the ambassador, and she is a powerful, powerful woman of God that hails from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we are so, so excited to have her as a part of the Master's Call, and I'm looking to see Dr. P.K. if she's on the board this morning. If not,
It's Dr. V this morning.
Okay. Dr. V, this morning we're going to go ahead and turn it over to you. All of you know that voice, the wonderful voice of our Mother Shepherd, our just God, one, a woman of God here on the Master's Call from Dallas, Texas, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She's a pastor. She's a woman of God that teaches and stretches us. Amen. And she just loves us as a pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry. We love her here on the Master's Call. Dr. V, I turn it over to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry to switch up on you. Many of you all know, because many of you all are headed that way, to the great Church of God in Christ Convention in St. Louis this weekend. Dr. P.K. is there working her artist business along with Sunshine. Minister Tiffany's been there with her, and she called me this morning, and her voice was just a little tired, and I said, of course, I will be happy to stand in. So please keep her lifted up in your prayers for her strength, for her success. I think Platinum President Marie Preston is on her way with others who are rallying with her to help her at the convention. We're praying for the success of this annual convention there in St. Louis for Traveling Mercies for All. And got a text this morning from Minister Robin, as I know you all have been seeing the storm and been praying for it. She has her power out again. So with that cold weather, let's definitely keep them up for forefront in our mind and in our prayers. So there's always a word from the Lord, and I'm always honored and humbled to come before you. And what was dropped in my spirit as we've been talking about the victory in our voice, and we've walked by Be Faithful as we exercise our voice earlier this week with our vote, we're now ready for the journey. And he dropped in my spirit a word that's been going around quite a bit lately, and we're getting greater revelation of this simple five-letter word, grace. And I'm going to talk from the topic, My Grace is Sufficient, from a little different angle that the Lord has given me rhema insight on. But My Grace is Sufficient. Our attitude really does determine our altitude. Again, My Grace is Sufficient. Our attitude determines our altitude. You know, we're all eagles on this line, and our attitude determines how high we'll soar to the altitude of destiny and fulfilling purpose. And our text scripture comes from a very familiar passage in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 9, where Paul wrote the letter to the church at Corinth. And said in verse 7, unless I shall be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect, or that word is really mature in the Greek, made mature in weakness. When we have periods of great success or victory, we need God's grace for the journey. The devil is never going to be happy with our breakthroughs individually or corporately for our overcoming breakthroughs. And we have to have a mindset to know that when God enables us with his grace, it is sufficient. See, today, several of us may be in a process that doesn't feel too good, but we're reminded that we all have a voice that we've been talking about, and we saw how important and victorious our voice to vote is. Now we need the grace of God for the journey. Yes, the journey, a work really begins now. See, there still is so much work for us to do individually, which will produce corporately a success. Then we have to remember and embrace our journey when we say, my grace is sufficient, with the right attitude. God is a God full of grace and mercy. And one of the definitions of the Church of God has really hinged on for more and more years than we've gotten the complete revelation. When you ask most believers, well, what is grace? They will say correctly, unmerited favor, the love of God toward us, mankind. We didn't deserve it. We did not earn it. It's unmerited favor. But that's a half loaf. We're beginning to understand that grace is more than just unmerited favor. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's get a little meat in the name of the word and see past the pass of get out of jail for free card, where his grace overlooks and his mercy endures. But grace also means enablement. Grace enables us to do, enables us to endure, to last. And see, for many of us, sometimes you looked at a person and said, I just don't know how they juggle the motherhood, the wife, the job, the kids are in this, they do that. How do they do all of that? Oh, it's the grace of God that is enabling us. Some of y'all open up your shirt and wonder, is that a super saint or super sister on your chest, because you don't even know how you've walked through and accomplished so many things. That's the part of the grace that I know God wants us to glean, to understand, to chew on for a while, that it's bigger than any of us, because it's all about the purpose he has for all of us. When he stirs up the gifts inside of us, that word, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in me, because that grace is enabling you and me overcome anything that's in the world. The enablement that grace brings to do his work, to be workers of the kingdom, to be his ministers in the marketplace. His grace enables us to carry out our assignment. His grace enables us to walk out our process, to not grow weary in well-doing. His grace enables us to fulfill our purpose. See, with the grace of God, the grace of God, I love to break things down because I want to give you nuggets you can hang your hat on it and walk it out, some practical tools for our lives. First, in that G of grace, everyone needs God's grace at different times in our life, not just the unmerited favor, but, you know, like somebody may drink a Red Bull or, no, drink a Lviv. Yeah. We have the Jesus juice, we often call it. But see, that grace is the juice that goes all down in you, all down through you. It gives you that supernatural. You know, we were kids, we watched Popeye eat that S can of spinach, and all of a sudden, boom, we had this supernatural strength. Well, see, that's what that grace is. Because if you plug into the source where all the grace comes from, it enables us to have that attitude of gratitude, that first you to be grateful for his grace and mercy. Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16, come boldly unto the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The grace, the enablement to walk it out, to walk it through. And second G in the grace is we've got to be grounded in agape love. Not the other kinds of love, that 1 Corinthians 13, agape love. Then like a palm tree, when the winds of adversity blow our lives, when the rays of affliction pour down, the hurricanes of life show up, the palm tree will bend, but it won't break because of that amazing grace enabling it to handle whatever comes at it. Ephesians 3, 17, that 17th verse of Ephesians 3 says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. See, we got to get that 17 in us first, because we always run to verse 20, which says that God will do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But the rest of that verse says, according to the power that worketh in us, that grace, that enablement. Allow it to work in you and I today. Colossians 1, that 23rd verse. Colossians 1, when Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, he said, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Oh, hope keeps you hanging in there. Hope keeps you pressing forward. Hope allows you to put one step in front of the other when all you see is a sea of mess. He whispers the hope that you are still blessed in your ear. Now, today, grace is enabling us to take our voice and to seize our victory, but to walk out the process. You know, that's what the prophetic is all about. The prophetic allows us to stand at Alpha, and he pulls back the veil of heaven and shows us our Omega. But we got to walk from A to Z. We got to walk from that Alpha all the way to that Omega, and through the journey, through the trials, through the tests, through the tribulations, the grace of God will enable us. Yeah, the unmerited favor where we get blessed when we don't deserve to be blessed, but the thing that builds those face muscles is the grace that enables you to keep on pressing on. The third of that G in grace is, as we stay grounded, is with an attitude of grace, and secondly, getting grounded in the right soil of success, right relationships, right strategy, success, and last year will produce healthy growth. The right kind of growth will come in our lives. Grow healthy. Grow for success in Christ. Ephesians 4:15, my scripture for gathering of the eagles. Speak the truth in love, and we all may grow up in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 3, verses 16 through 18. We need to refer to that. 2 Peter 3, 16 through 18. See, we all need spiritual checkups. You know, we all get physical health checkups, but we who daily need some spiritual checkups to make sure that we're growing healthy. And when we're talking about an attitude, determining your altitude, we need a checkup from the neck up to make sure those 6 inches between our ears are being fed the right word, the meat of God's word, so that we're growing healthy. See, my first question with your spiritual checkup is, what's your word intake? How much word are you eating every day? That's why we are so focused, laser focused, on this call every morning to make sure some word goes forth, that you got something to eat on, to chew on, to gnaw on, if it has to be, so that you can go out through your day. See, for some of us, we're choking on the word because we got so carnal. When true colors are like, ooh, I don't know about that one, Pastor V. It's not up for your vote. What does the word say? See, wrestle with the word, but make sure the word wins. What's your prayer power level? We talk about a spiritual checkup. What's your prayer power level? How much prayer? Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power of the Holy Ghost working in our lives. See, the third one, how solid is your service record? See, the danger that some of the body of Christ comes in, we get a lot of word, we eat a lot of word, but we're not doing nothing. Our hands aren't extended out of the kingdom. We're not alight in dark places. We're not his ministers in the marketplace. You can't have all that word coming in and no service going out. We are receiving from God to go out and be his living epistle. And that last of the G, I got to move a little faster this morning, of an attitude of grace, and we got grounded, and we're growing in his word. Oh, we got to realize and know just how awesome, how great is our God. Oh, you know, we love that song, How Great is Our God, because we got a decree to the heavens. Oh, we know we're serving the right Jehovah. Oh, we got the greatest God of all, and he sent us his paraclete that resides on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit. So with that duo, we can do great things for the kingdom. All my grace is sufficient. Our attitude really determines our altitude. With the R in grace, there is a needed altitude adjustment. First, R, many of us, we just got to repent. Repent. Not regret we got caught, but just repent. By the blood of Jesus, Lord, please wipe this slate clean. I said some stuff I shouldn't have said. I went some places I shouldn't have went. I did some things in my heart, went some places that I know I should let it go. Repent. Open up your own mouth. You know, it's no group salvation. We get saved one at a time. When we appear before God in the end, it's not Mama's prayers that are going to get there. It's going to be us repenting with our own mouths one at a time. And then when we repent and get in right relationship, Jehovah Tiskanu. Then secondly, then it starts the reforming, the renewing, the refocusing. See, when you repent and get our hearts right, he starts renewing our mind. And Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing. Our thinking starts changing. Some of us, come on, let's keep it real. We used to think crazy. I loved my years of Spelman, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. My mother said the Lord always protects babies and fools, and some days you know you are a grown child. And the blood of Jesus protected us. And I'm so glad through years, through asking God to renew my mind, some of the crazy attitudes I had back then I don't have anymore. Some of the places I used to go, we don't go no more. I don't spiritualize happy hour. I used to love to go to happy hours, you know, free food back then. And then when the music would start, that would be our way to leave. And I should justify, oh, you know, I'm witnessing. Yeah, right. Witnessing my flesh. And then when I accepted my call, that's how I didn't call you there. Don't even try to work out the darkness with the light. Renewing, refocus. Oh, somebody needs to say amen right there. And third, run the race to receive the reward. That's the service. That's the and get off your boots and assurance and get out and do some work for the kingdom. You can't just come to church every Sunday, every Wednesday night, every prayer meeting, and there's no outreach in your life. There's no putting your hands to the plow. Your heart's been deceived. We aren't called just to pray. Our ultimate example is Jesus Christ. He prayed that he got off of his knees and then went and did the work of the kingdom. He had to first, yes, get the strategy, get the blueprint from God, but then he had to get up and go out and do the work of the kingdom. Then that A, we've got to get that attitude right. Get a spirit of humility, a posture of being thankful, also understanding that biblical examples of adversity will come in all of our lives, even when we're obeying, doing exactly what we're called to do. It rains on the just and the unjust, and we have men and women of God who have shown us how to walk it out in the hard times. Joseph is such a great example in Genesis 37 through 50 when he went from the pit to the palace, to the prison before he became the prime minister. And he had the right vision. He had the right dream when he was shown as a child. But their adversity will come. And then God gives you through the adversity the ability through the Holy Spirit another A to achieve our goals and desires. When we say God is able, do you really believe it? Do you really embrace it? Keep your heart and mind knowing that God is able. And that last thing, then you go archive or write down what he's done for you in the past so that when the adversities hit, you remind all of heaven and hell, oh, God is no respecter of persons in Acts 10:34. And if he's done it for me in the past, I know and trust my God that he'll do it again. My grace is sufficient. It enables me to walk it out. Our attitude really does determine our altitude. Oh, let's move right on to that C in grace. We got to be committed. We got to be committed to God's word. We cannot be chameleons when we change with every situation and we get gone when it gets hard. We get ghosts. It's the Holy Ghost. We got to stay committed to God's word because then, secondly, it'll build our character. When we walk through some things, when we trust God for ourselves and see him move, usually never like we think, never like we imagine, it builds our character. That Galatians 5:22-23 starts being birthed, developed, matured in us. The love, the peace, the joy, the faith, the patience, the gentleness, the goodness, all the meekness, the self-control, controlling ourselves. And then we start seeing grace, choosing to let that season make us a no matter what kind of saint. No matter what comes in me, I'm going to serve you. No matter what comes in me, I'm going to trust you. No matter what the fiery darts come, oh, I'm your man, I'm your woman for the job. And that last E in grace, God's going to help us and equip us for our respective assignments. God's going to equip us. We got everything we need anyway because we got the Holy Ghost inside of us. And he will lead and guide us, order our steps, download in our spirits the strategies straight from the throne room of God. Anoint our mouths to announce to the heavens, your kingdom come, your will be done. And that last E, he gives us the eyes of faith so that we're in 2 Corinthians 5-7. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're not moved by the winds of life. We go, God made us a promise, and he's a God that cannot lie. So I see with eyes of faith. I'm like the eagle. I soar above the storm clouds, and I get that aerial view that allows me to see ahead 2 miles in the natural. Well, it allows you where you're standing at your alpha to see the omega. Yeah, my bank account's a little slim, but God promised me overcoming financial stability. Oh, I'm standing where the doctor's giving me a bad report. But with the eyes of faith, I see myself already healed. And every day you got to eat the word. Eat the word every day. And endure like a good soldier so that your expectation can be that only my God is going to show up and show out. Because I'm going to stay up as the eagle in the heavens. My grace is sufficient. Our attitude really does determine our altitude. I'm speaking to some eagles on this line today. We got our voices, we've seen victories, and now we're ready to see even greater works. Go out and soar. Open up your wings. Let the breath of God fly you, enable you, give you the grace for your journey. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Tanny.
Amen, amen. Praise God for the word this morning. I received that word, Dr. Vanessa. I know you all have many, many, many notes. Praise the Lord. We're going to go straight to the throne room of grace with our minister, LaShawn, to bring our prayer request forward, and then I'll come back and give you the announcements, and we'll have our benediction. Praise God. Minister LaShawn, come forward, please.
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you.
Amen. Father, we come to you and we thank you for the word that you have given to our mother eagle. We thank you for the clarity of this call and praise you for what you have brought forth on your behalf. Father, Lord God, we pray to you and we ask for that Jehovah Jireh. We ask that you protect those in those states who lost their power, those who experienced floods, those who are experiencing homelessness right now, those who are hungry, those who are cold, those who just don't know which way to turn. Father God, we pray that they remind themselves to turn to you. You will provide for them. You are the one that will give them that sacrifice place like you did with Isaac, Father God. We know that you will continue to put your hand upon them and let them know that it'll all be all right. We are asking for that Jehovah Nisi power, Father Lord God, for our President of the United States. Father God, we know that some people are disappointed and not happy that he's there, but it is up to us as believers to march on and do the right thing, not by what we say, but by what we do, so we can show the world that we can come together and be ministers in the marketplace, Father God. Give us the words to say to those who are disgruntled. Give us the word to say to those who are in. Give us the word to say to those who continue to profess bad things, Father, Lord God. Give us the strength and the ability to show people that it's not about who's in office, Lord, but it's all about you. We also ask that Jehovah Nisi strength and power for Jackie. Any backlash that may come against her, we are binding it down to the pits of hell. For Ronnie in Tacoma and her brother Richard, continue to have him walk by faith and not by sight. For Sean George, Father, Lord God, take the taste of addiction out of his mouth. We brought him to you before, Father God, and we know that you cured him before. It's certainly done again. We also ask that you protect Dr. PK and Tiffany, all the other Platinums, and those in attendance in the conference in St. Louis, Father, Lord God. Your strength and mercy to go out there and pour upon them. Allow them to know, Lord, that it is all about them blessing somebody else so they can see the favor of you, Father, Lord God. Thank you for that Jehovah Rapha power and that spirit, Lord, for Paul Valle Sr. Although his appendix was removed, Father, Lord God, you will continue to run your DNA in his body. You will continue to run your strength and power for him to heal properly. For Gwen Beatty, cancer is a name that must submit and bow down in the name of Jesus. It will be cast out of her body. It will go away, Father, Lord God. We speak to cancer right now and tell you to leave because you are trespassing in a child of God. We also speak this Jehovah Rapha to Riley and Charles. Lord, we know that they are going to be healed. healed, and they are going to be saved. So as we close this prayer, we thank you for the vessel you brought before us, Dr. Vanessa, Father, Lord God, who continuously reminds us it's not about us, it is about you. So we ask that you please replenish her. Allow her, Lord, to continue to grow and show, because she is stretching us and you are stretching her. We thank you for her teachings. We thank you for all you have done. We thank you for them. For Dr. PK and Dr. V for saying yes to your mandate and creating this call for us to have something to chew on throughout the day, be ministers in the marketplace. So, Father, as we go away from this call, but not by your sight, we thank you for all you will do and all that you have done. And we just ask, Father, Lord God, that all prayer requests heard and not heard are touched by the blood of Jesus. In your name we pray, amen, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. Back to you, Sister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sean. We appreciate you this morning. We want to say thank God for you for opening us up in prayer this morning, and also for bringing our prayer requests before the Lord and for greeting the people of God. We thank God for you. We are going to give you the number for the callback. Also, I'm going to give you right now Dorothy Cook's number, our Platinum President. That number for her motivational call is 530-881-1300. And that pin is 539-598-pound. We want to give you the master's call playback number to hear today's message, 712-432-1085. And that pin is 957-677-pound. We want to say that we love all of you. We want to thank you for joining us here on the master's call. Before we go for the benediction, please remember that you are God's minister in the marketplace. Hear this word, believe in this word, and apply it to your lives. As we go back now to our own Dr. Vanessa to give us the benediction, we say that we love you and be the ministers in your marketplace today. Dr. Vanessa?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for what you've done. Let it be pleasing in your sight. Now I speak download in the spirits of each and every listener to receive this word, to embrace this word, to meditate on this word, that as they water it, spending time in your presence, as they give it the sunshine of the light of your word, that we will be all you've called us to be. Our attitude will line up with being ambassadors, shedding the good news of God. Our attitude will allow us to open up our wings of love and allow you to breathe the breath of life and take us where you want to take us. And the grace that you've given us, your amazing grace, will enable us to accomplish everything and anything that you desire. We speak the blood of Jesus, the hedge of protection. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. No backlash, retaliation, or revenge on any of your people who have received this word. They'll dig in and go further, higher, and stronger in you. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, thank you for this time of spiritual burning. So now we'll get on the motivational call and get some strategy and learning of how to work our artist business, giving thanks to you always, God, in the majestic name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace. Have a great day, and bye-bye.